The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope. The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
What's up, guys? This is the Murderhawk Monster, Lance Archer, and you are watching Perched on the Top Rope. And watch out, because I'll chokeslam you on the way down.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from SportsKita, Daily DDT, Ringside News, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Lee Walker. And boy, oh boy, it wasn't Forbidden Door that everyone's ranting and raving about. It wasn't NXT's Heat Wave that fans are going absolutely crazy for over this weekend. No. In fact, fans are going crazy for what happened at Knox Pro Wrestling, which is co-owned by Rikishi, and he is the president of Knox Pro Wrestling, based out of California. And what happened at that event involving an independent wrestler named Psycho Stu, who in real life was actually a veteran and used pro wrestling as a way to help deal with his PTSD. And the other person involved is Raja Jackson. You might know his father, who is a legend in the MMA world, known as Quentin Rampage Jackson. And Raja is actually trained in MMA also. So Raja Jackson was invited. That's right, he was invited to the Knox Pro Wrestling event. As AJ Manna is not only friends with the Jackson family, he is also an independent wrestler and an MMA fighter. So in the first video, you can see Psycho Stu and Raja talking to each other, and Psycho Stu is in character and, you know, he's going, "Hey, you don't know Psycho Stu?" And Raj is like, "Hell no, I don't know who you are." So then Psycho Stu hits him over the head with a 3/4 empty can. Now, Raj does have a concussion that apparently he got while training in MMA. So that didn't help anything. And after Psycho Stu hits him, Psycho Stu is like, "You're good. You're good. Are you going to sell it? You're going to sell it?" And you can see AJ grab Psycho Stu, and the head trainer, Black Pearl, takes care of Raj. Now, AJ is telling Psycho Stu, "Hey, he's not a worker. He's not a worker." And Black Pearl is calming down Raj. And the next spot you can see where Psycho Stu is apologizing, saying, "I didn't know that you weren't a worker. You're back here. I saw the cameras, and I thought we were going to do a work." And apologizes, and Raja accepts the apology. You can hear it. He accepts the apology, says, "I appreciate it, man." And that's when Black Pearl comes over and tells Psycho Stu that, "Hey, you know, we're going to make an angle out of this. We're going to make a spot at it," even pointing at the camera, because Raj was live on Kick the whole time. Now, there was a spot with cameras with AJ Manna and with Raja, and apparently it would seem that AJ Manna told Raja what it meant to get a receipt, because in this video he tells Raja, "Don't forget what a receipt is. You know, go in there, do your thing. If anyone's got a problem with it, I got your back, and I'll come out there." Now, AJ did comment about the incident, and I'll get to that after, but I want to go in sequence with the videos, as the next video is some 2 hours later, where we see Raja Jackson. He's in the crowd, and we see this match going on with Psycho Stu, and Psycho Stu just spears a wrestler, and Raja jumps into the ring, and he hits a double leg takedown spine buster sort of thing, and then he just mounts Psycho Stew and just starts throwing in the punches. And Psycho Stew was knocked out after the first punch. There were some 20 to 22 punches thrown within this very short amount of time, and literally everything landed. So the referee is being a referee. Finally, a wrestler comes over with like a skull-like face paint and, you know, starts grabbing at Stew. And then finally it's realized by a wrestler, like, holy shit, he's actually hitting him. And another wrestler comes over, and you start to see people come out from the locker room to hold Raja back. And you see whoever the kick cameraman is jumping into the ring, telling everybody, this has got to stop, this has got to stop. Now, at the same time, Quentin Rampage Jackson was actually watching this and watched it live as well. To which all he could say was, I hope it was scripted. Sometimes wrestlers do hardcore stuff where they actually really get hit and stuff. Those are words from Quentin Rampage Jackson after he had watched his son pummel Psycho Stew. Now there's more in the video that has not really been talked about, and it's kind of shocking, and I really disregard Knox Pro Wrestling for this. They have a man who is and was apparently like choking to death on his own teeth after being knocked out. And they basically kind of quickly finished the match and had Psycho Stew, who, by the way, is knocked out after one punch, get pinned. So I definitely am putting blame on the referee for this. And I'm putting blame on the company as a whole for not stopping the match to get medical personnel in there right away. Because that was completely uncalled for. And then afterwards, Raja and his cameraman streaming on Kick are leaving. And Raja is saying, I'm not a bitch. I'm tired of people thinking I'm playing games. I'm tired of people calling me a bitch. Which, who's calling you a bitch, dude? Seriously, like, no one's calling you a bitch, unless it was your 10 Kickstream followers that were calling you a bitch, trying to, like, get you to punk somebody out. But at that moment, a wrestler who helped kind of hold him down while in the ring comes out and out of nowhere and is like, yo, you want your 15 minutes of fame? I'm right here. Come get it. You know, saying, hey, come fight me. And Raj is like, you know, swearing at the guy and stuff, and the cameraman's like, yo, we're trying to leave. And then he's instructing Raja, hey, we gotta go. Hey, Raja, we gotta leave. Raja, stop. Raja, keep walking. Now, AJ Mana was in video telling Raja to get his receipt and to do all this stuff, and that he would help him if anyone had an issue and come down. And AJ Mana took to Facebook to say that apparently he was in character when he was talking to Raja. That was seen on film. And this is what he had to say on Facebook. I want to take a moment to address the recent incident at Knox Pro. First and foremost, my thoughts are with Psycho Stew and his family. No one ever wants to see a fellow performer get seriously hurt. There's been a lot of speculation online about my role that night. The truth is, I was in character and speaking in the language of wrestling. Everything I said was part of the show. I never intended or encouraged real harm. This was a situation that unfortunately got out of hand due to miscommunication behind the scenes. Wrestling is built on trust, respect, and protecting each other in the ring. That's what I stand for, And anyone who has worked with me knows that. I respect this business. I respect the fans, and I respect the performers who step between those ropes. I hope we can focus on Stu's recovery and making sure something felt like this never happens again. Well, first and foremost, Gail Kim took to Twitter to say that wrestlers don't talk like that. And I guess wrestlers saying get your receipt is something that they always say in character then. His excuse doesn't make any sense, and honestly, this feels like a way for him to soften the heat that he's getting, or it's a way for him to take heat off of him to say that he was working in character when he's literally on video encouraging Jackson to get his receipt. You remember what a receipt is. And he even offered to come down and help if Stu had a problem with it. Does it mean that AJ knew that Jackson would take it too far? No. In fact, I don't believe AJ knew of Jackson's true intentions, but encouraging a fighter who has no insider knowledge about the business or the language, you know, to do it for real does not help the situation. And Jackson was only there for AJ, as he made it clear that he didn't care about wrestling. He's friends with AJ Mana, that's why he was there. As of right now, there's no telling what will happen next. However, one thing is for sure. WWE is done with Knox Pro Wrestling and Rikishi's promotion. PWI Insider had confirmed that WWE had officially severed ties with the wrestling school run by Reno, Anawahi, and Rikishi. Now, what WWE was doing with Knox Pro Wrestling, Knox Pro Wrestling was a WWE ID affiliate, which means WWE ID talents could work at Knox Pro Wrestling. And now, after this incident, WWE has cut ties with the Knox Pro Wrestling School and has cut the WWE affiliate program from Knox Pro. Now, Rikishi also has a podcast. Rikishi has not made any mention of this incident yet, probably because he's too worried about what WWE is doing with Jey Uso. However, there have been others who have made comments in regards to this situation. Guys like Rob Van Dam, who had put out a tweet saying,
"What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Well, he said, "So far, I have Raj's back." And many fans interpreted him siding with Raja in the incident. So RVD opened his one-of-a-kind pod by sending best wishes to Smith, saying best wishes to fucking psycho Stu Smith. Hopefully he will regain health and do it quickly. Rob Van Dam explained what he meant by the post, saying, "If you thought me saying that was somehow hypocritical because my next text said, 'I back Raja,' then you are one of the most basic thinkers that can't understand how those can be both true in the same universe, Van Damme stated. I'm not picking a side. If I did, I'm not even saying that I would side with Raja. I'm not saying the Stu guy didn't deserve what happened to him by saying that I got Raja's back. Now, according to RVD, his post was intended to reflect that he understood how the situation spiraled out of control. Not that he condoned the attack. What I'm saying is I see the pathway that he took that led to what happened, Van Damme said, adding that Raja was an MMA fighter and shouldn't have been part of this at all. So this drew backlash from RVD, and there's still backlash because, to be honest, what he says kind of sounds like a cop-out. And another stance is from Mark Henry. And Mark was speaking to TMZ, and Henry placed much of the blame on the veteran wrestler Psycho Stu, while also stressing that the era of hazing in professional wrestling is long gone. Now, Henry is a respected veteran, obviously a longtime figure in the industry. He suggested that Raja's lack of experience contributed to how the situation unfolded. That's what happens when you are not experienced in our business and you have to be fully educated. You got to be fully trained, Henry said. I don't know the full story, but I do know what I saw, and it looked like he wasn't smart enough to what was going on. And the dude that was messing with him bit off more than he can chew. Henry argued that Psycho Stu, as a more seasoned performer, should bear the responsibility, particularly if it reports of him drinking before the show are accurate. What kind of example are you as a veteran for messing around with a kid? Henry asked. If indeed what I saw was what I saw, which is people before the show during the daytime drinking and intoxicated, and you bust a bottle over the guy's head, you know, talk trash like that was not going to do you nothing. Yeah, you're at fault. Henry used the incident to highlight a broader shift in wrestling culture, rejecting the old school mentality of hazing or bullying younger talent. The hazing days, the corny bullshit days are over with, Henry stated. Every one of these journeyman guys that get drunk before the show and sit around and talk crap to all the younger kids and tell them how the old days were, that's over with. Because that's coming in a former MMA guys or college students like my son. People that's in entertainment and have other walks of life. Now, Henry emphasized that the incident does not tarnish professional wrestling as a whole, but it does reflect poorly on the promotion and those directly involved. It's not a bad look for pro wrestling, but it's a bad look for the company that he performed at, and it's a bad look for him. And it's a worse look for the guy who got beat up, because now we know you can't fight, he said. And back in the old days, if you lost a fight, you lost your job. And Henry concluded by noting that such incidents are rare in modern wrestling landscape, and that the fallout will likely serve a warning to others moving forward. Now, Mark Henry openly admitted that he is unaware of the full incident that occurred. Now, in the video, I can't tell if it's a beer can, but it wasn't a bottle. It was a can that he honestly, realistically, barely hit him with. And I don't see how he was bullying or any of the sort, referring to Psycho Stu, being honest. Psycho Stu openly admitted, and this is another part I don't think that Mark Henry saw, is the fact that Mark Henry thought he was, Psycho Stu thought he was a worker. He thought he was a worker. he saw cameras and he thought a work was going on. So he made a work out of it. And he thought that Raja was a talent. I don't see where this is bullying or any sort of thing like that. And the last person I'm going to talk about here is former UFC fighter Chael Sonnen. Now, the former UFC competitor Chael Sonnen sparked controversy with his recent attempt to reframe the assault that left wrestler Stuart Psycho Stu Smith hospitalized with serious injuries. And in a lengthy video response, Sonnen employed every tool in the manipulator's handbook to downplay what witnesses and officials have clearly described as an unprovoked attack by Raja Jackson, the son of UFC legend Quentin Rampage Jackson. Yes, I'm going to bring that up multiple times so everybody's aware of it. Now, wrestling journalist Dave Meltzer referred to it as the worst thing I've ever seen in a ring. Yet, Chael Sonnen's response reads like a masterclass in gaslighting. He begins by establishing his credibility, claiming personal knowledge of Raja Jackson's level-headed and polite. That's the way he describes this young man. This classic technique of character vouching serves to make audience question their own observations on Jackson's clearly unhinged behavior. And what's most disturbing is that Chael Sonnen's attempt to normalize the violence by claiming the initial takedown in the first few punches were part of the script. Now, we are aware that, you know, this was talked about, and you can see when Raja slams Psycho Stu, Psycho Stu doesn't put up any sort of a fight. Because I'm fairly certain that that was part of it. He was going to take him down. I don't think he was supposed to punch him for real, though. Because, I mean, he threw over 20 punches, and every punch landed. So he claims the first few punches were part of the script. I don't think a single punch was part of the script at all. He then describes watching the footage 20 times, painting himself as a careful analyst while simultaneously trying to convince viewers that what they witnessed wasn't actually an assault, at least not an intentional one. Now, this selective interpretation ignores that Knox Pro Wrestling Academy explicitly stated the violence was never should have occurred and went far beyond the greed upon spot. Now, Sonnen's narrative became increasingly twisted as he suggests Smith might lie about the assault to protect his wrestling career, invoking wrestling's code of kayfabe to suggest the victim might cover for his attacker. This victim blaming reaches its peak when Sonnen speculates that Smith could turn this traumatic assault into a good angle for future wrestling storylines. Now, perhaps the most manipulative is Sonnen's framing of the beer can incident. While he acknowledges Smith struck Jackson with a beer can backstage, he uses this to justify what followed, despite the fact that Jackson himself admitted on the live stream that he planned to hit him as many times as I can. Wow. Now, Sonnen's legal speculation is equally problematic. He suggests police inaction indicates uncertainty about whether a crime occurred. In reality, assault cases often take time to develop, especially when the victim is hospitalized with serious injuries. His claim that this could be resolved if Smith simply says it was part of the spot, as a transparent attempt to pressure the victim into protecting his attacker. Now, Sonnen's gaslighting reaches its peak when he frames this potential lie as somehow beneficial for both parties. A fascinating situation where everyone wins. No. But the facts remain clear despite Sonnen's spin. Roger Jackson assaulted an unconscious man while people watched in horror. Smith required hospitalization, and Jackson himself admitted fault when told his victim was flatline. So there you go. Sonnen tried to spin this off in a very disgusting manner. Much worse than the counterparts of RVD and Mark Henry. And ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, I would love to hear your comments about this incident, and you can do that when I post this video at youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope or youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. You can also comment on Facebook at facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. There's over 23,000 strong. We are literally 94 people away from hitting 24,000. So go like and follow at facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. You can also find us at X and Blue Sky at Perched Top Rope, because Perched on the Top Rope is just too long. Now you can also find us on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. We are at twitch.tv/perchedonthetoprope. You can catch us on Sundays at 8 p.m. streaming WWE 2K25. And you can find us on TikTok at Perched on the Top Rope. And you can also find us anywhere and everywhere podcasts are found, from Apple, Spotify, Google, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, anywhere and everywhere you can find podcasts, you can find Perched on the Top Rope. So fans, remember, spoiler free's the way to be. I'm out.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.